All right, guys, what's up? You're watching Kicking It with Keish. I'm your host, Keisha Carter, and I was chewing on a granola bar before we started, and some of it is still stuck in my teeth, but we will be great today. All right. Take two. All right, guys, so we're back. Now listen, before we go any further, subscribe to my YouTube, press that subscribe button, and if you're listening via audio podcast, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and or Google Podcasts. There's no reason that you cannot kick it with Keish on any of your Apple devices or Android devices or whatever device you decide to listen from. Go subscribe, kick it with Keish all day. Now, promoting once again is the We Some Workers Athletic Clothing line by Jonathan Blake. He is based in Houston, Texas, but he ships worldwide. So go over to WeSomeWorkers.com with a Z. We Some Workers. Or hit his IG up, the link in his bio to his website as well. His Instagram is at We Some Workers with a Z at the end, not an S. Now, my lashes, because if you can see me, I have on lashes. I get my lashes from The Prissy Way on Instagram by Kiana McAfee. Whether you want dramatic lashes that swoop up like a church fan or you want regular plain popping lashes that keep it professional, you got all of the options at The Prissy Way. So go over to her Instagram, THAPRISSYWAY, and shop The Prissy Way. That's where I get my lashes. That's where you get your lashes. She ships worldwide as well. So go get your lashes, go get your athletic gear, and let's get it popping. All right, guys, now let's jump into this episode. So the title of this episode is Dear 16-Year-Old Me, where we go back and tell our 16-year-old selves what we should have remembered. Or if we could go back and tell our 16-year-old selves anything, these are the things we would tell our 16-year-old selves. Now, the quote of this episode is, be positive, even when it feels like your life is falling apart. Now, granted, we were just talking about this off camera. I didn't have to pay no bills when I was growing up. So I didn't have the stress of the adult now, like when I got to pay a bill and I don't want to. You know, when you feel like your life falling apart, when they start snatching rent out your account, you're like, no, I wanted to see it there a little bit longer. I got to take it. Yeah. Whatever. Be positive. That didn't even make sense. Be positive, even when it feels like your life is falling apart. When I was 16, there are some things that I let get to me that probably don't even matter now. Like whether a boy liked me or not, or whether I knew the theorem. What's that theorem called with the P?
Pythagorean.
I don't even use it now. It is not detrimental. Well, I hope my pre-calculus teacher is watching this. I ain't never used that thing ever in life after your class. Or after college. All right. That's our quote. Now, if you're watching via visual, you can see my three friends in the background because I am not doing this episode by myself. I have Miss Tia at the Traveling Fajita.
Hey.
I have Miss Brittany at LB713. Ooh. And I have Miss Ashley, the Flying Journalist.
Hey.
Follow them on Instagram and follow me at InstaKeesh and my new Instagram. So I'll have two, one for everything else. And then the other one is Diabetic Keesh. No, Diabeast Keesh. At Diabeast Keesh. Well, I'll be giving you guys an inside look on my diabetic journey and my meal prep company and how to eat healthy, live healthy, be healthy, and going against all diets because I'm not a diet fan. So that makes me jump into my first point. When I was 16, Keisha, your body is going to change. Don't worry. Because so many young kids out there put so much pressure on their bodies. And it's like, oh, I'm fat. No, sis, that's going to fall off. Because the people you watching that think they're skinny. Matter of fact, it's not even that think they're skinny. Skinny people even have body issues. Don't body shame yourself. So, dear 16-year-old me, don't body shame yourself. Tia, you go next.
Me next?
Yeah.
First thing I would tell myself, I was super shy. So At 16, I was kind of not like I am today. I wouldn't speak up in a crowd. I would kind of hide in the corner. So the first thing I would tell myself is speak up and be yourself loudly. You're beautiful and you're awesome. Like, everybody in my life loves, still loves me to this day. Everyone that I meet, they love my energy. They like the type of vibe that I bring. But I didn't accept that back in the day when I was 16. I just kind of, I wanted to be invisible, kind of. I would do everything I could to be invisible. So I had friends, but I wouldn't even really relate to them. So that's the first thing I would tell myself, is to just be yourself loudly. It's okay. You're Thanks. Awesome.
Be yourself. Yeah. Don't try to fit in. I'm going to slide into my next point so we can go around and over right here. So, the popular kids are not cool. Don't try to fit in. Like, they're not cool as you may think they are. Like, they're not cool as they may think they are. Because, trust me, half of the kids that are popular in high school now are going to be fat and pregnant. And not even fat and pregnant. They will be, because there's nothing wrong. Let me. There's, because I just said nobody's shame. So let me take that back. There's nothing wrong with being fat and pregnant. But half of the, say for instance, for the girls, for half of the girls that were so popular in high school, they won't be so popular when you're 30. Popularity does not matter. Your credit score matters. Jeez. Your credit score matters. So half of the girls, don't idolize the people in high school, because they're not going to be that important when you get older. Half of them you won't even be able to keep up with. If it wasn't for Facebook, people wouldn't even know how to keep up with people from high school. Mm-hmm. And it's not a popular, life is not a popularity contest, okay? Because what's popular is my credit score now. Not half of them. Because I wasn't popular. I was not popular in high school. I was well known because I was involved in a lot of things. Like, I was a varsity cheerleader. I was on student council. I was in powerlifting and I played softball. So I was involved. I wasn't popular. Now, comparing the popular kids to me now, I'm popping. So it is what it is. I mean, the popular kids are still cool, I ain't gonna lie. But it's not a popular, life is not a popularity contest. Boom. Go, Brittany.
Great. So, dear 16-year-old me, stop being holier than thou. I grew up in a very strict and Christian household, and I was always told to do the right thing. I knew what the right thing was. I knew right from wrong based on biblical standards, and it was really easy for me to judge others when they weren't living up to that standard. And that's not okay, because you're going to end up making the same mistakes as they did. You're just going to make them later in life. So stop internally judging people because they didn't have your same upbringing. They don't have the same relationship with their parents as you have with yours. And they're not going to wait until they're an adult to make mistakes. So don't judge them. You are not holier than thou. You're going to make your own same mistakes too.
I like that. What about you, Ash?
So, 16-year-old me, I would say take risks, believe in yourself, because growing up, I felt like I was very indecisive, like maybe just kind of following the crowd a little bit too much and losing myself in the process and just having like all this self-doubt and worry that the things that I want in my life and the dreams that I have would never manifest. So, just believe in yourself, trust yourself, and honestly, don't listen to the other people that be talking in your ear, because they're going to lead you in the wrong direction.
Thanks.
Just stay prayed up, keep it pushing, and go get your wings, girl.
You go get your wings. Get your wings.
Chicken wings.
Uh-huh. Chicken wings.
Something.
Work
like
wings. Work wings.
Chicken wings and work wings.
All right, Tia, you next.
All right, number two thing I would say to myself, I was very talented back in the day. I don't know where it went, but I used to be able to sing, like, for sure. I was musically inclined.
It's in there. Still there.
I hope so. Shoot. I can't. I used to be able to hit falsetto, probably. Mariah Carey have nothing on me.
What?
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Get back, Mariah.
But I was like, very musically talented. I had a keyboard that I got for my birthday, and I would reproduce songs like Monster by Kanye West. That was popping back in the day. That was popping when I was 16. So I reproduced Monster on my keyboard, my Yamaha. So different things like that I did, but I did it as like a little hobby. Like, it was nothing that I could make money off of or nothing that I could kind of brand myself off of either. I could have used that to get into school, and
right.
I never thought of that. I could have used that to make some money right now, or just to have a name on YouTube, something like that,
right.
SoundCloud, like everyone else did after high school, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I never really took my hobbies seriously, and I never pursued those hobbies as dreams, which as a grown up now, I would tell my 16-year-old self that anything you put your mind to, any talent that you have, you can do all of the above. Not at the same time, but you can do it all.
Yeah.
You can. So you should take your hobbies and talent seriously before you lose them, or before you have to take extra time to coach them again.
Yeah, that makes... I fully agree. Like, growing up, everybody knew I was a dancer. If you would have asked me what I was going to do when I was younger, I was going to be a professional performer. And I have done a couple of professional performances, and I will do more. But if I would have focused more on my hobbies and really dig deep down into myself, I probably would have been further than I am now. So I would tell my 16-year-old self, focus on you and your future. Because the minor things that are happening, or that were happening when I was 16 and I gave too much focus on, should not have gotten that much attention. They should not have gotten that much. If I would have started my YouTube when I was 16, man, I own YouTube. Wouldn't even be a partner. It'd be Keish Tube. It'd be Keish Tube. So, my next point, dear 16-year-old me, save your virginity. I did not lose my virginity when I was 16, but it was a couple of years after. That's none of y'all business. But I am hot, humble, open, and transparent. So I'm going to be real with y'all. I lost my virginity a couple of years after 16. But even then, I wish I would have, like, kept it. Like, give it back. The person that had it, give it back. You don't even deserve it. Dear 16-year-old me, you're going to be mad. Because you don't give your virginity to that beanhead boy, and he don't even deserve it. Like, all right, rant over. Brittany, you next. I was passionate about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Give it back.
So mine's also kind of in the line of relationships. But dear 16-year-old me, continue to be patient. I know it's so hard when everybody's getting into relationships and nobody seems worth it right now. It's so true. I saw all my friends go through heartbreak, and I was like, y'all stupid.
Y'all dumb.
But I know it's super hard, and I'm very thankful you didn't know it back then, but you actually know the person right now who you're going to marry and who you're going to end up with. I know I'm also crying because it's my favorite story.
Yo, so she told us her engagement story the other night, how she met her boyfriend. When I tell y'all, I ugly cried. I was like, oh, that is so beautiful. Like, it was so cute.
She was like,
Brittany,
you
like
the beast?
Brittany is really marrying her Prince Charming.
I know.
It is great. It's
but
great.
I'm glad you didn't know that back then. But continue to pray for him because it's going to be worth the wait. And it's going to be completely worth it. It's going to feel like a fairy tale. And you are going to know, I promise you, it's going to be an undeniable feeling that you know when you know.
Y'all, I did my makeup for this episode. So I'm not going to cry. And these lashes is like industrial, durable. So I'm not going to cry these lashes off. But like, she making a point. Because I'm single now. And like, I'm just waiting on somebody to act right. So, there's 16-year-old Keish. Don't force relationships. Regardless of whether it's...
Message.
Regardless of whether it's significant others or, like, family members, friends, don't force relationships.
Yeah.
Relationships shouldn't be forced. Relationships should flow. You shouldn't have to overextend yourself to show somebody that you really care for them. You should be enough, and he should be enough, or she should be enough, and y'all should grow to be enough for each other. Like, don't overextend. Don't try to get somebody to like you. Like, don't show some... All right. Dear 16-year-old Keisha, don't try to go above and beyond to show somebody that you're worth it. Mm. If they don't see that you're worth it on their own, then they're not worthy of you.
Yeah.
And that's dear 28-year-old Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
If that man can't see that you are worthy, then don't waste your time. Because if they ask me right now, Keisha, what do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Ooh,
what you mean? What you mean?
Stealing that. Put in my
I am the foundation. I'm setting the foundation. What you talking about? All right. Go, Ashley.
Okay. Dear 16-year-old Ashley, get out of your comfort zone.
Ooh.
I grew up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and so many of my friends have never left the city. They've never experienced, like, school outside of Virginia. They just kind of settled down there, which is fine if that's what you really want. But if that's not for you, I ended up going to IU for college, Indiana University. We're actually in Indy right now, so it's kind of crazy. But I was, like, afraid to do that. I wanted to stay with my friends in high school. When everybody was applying to colleges, I was like, I want to go to a school in Virginia with all my friends. I don't want anything to change. And it's like I said before, you got to take those risks. So going to Indiana University, getting out of my comfort zone and meeting different types of people and different backgrounds is going to help you build a foundation for yourself that you can continue to build on even now at 28. So
facts.
Yes.
Preach.
For bigger words, you can't be comfortable and grow at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, comfort and growth don't go together.
Okay.
Get used to being uncomfortable. Dear 16-year-old you. And a lot of this applies to now, because a lot of people have not grown past being 16. Like, it's hard for me to grasp that I am an adult now. Like, I know I've been paying bills for a long time, but it's like, you are an adult. Like, so dear 16-year-old me and dear now me, get used to being uncomfortable, because being uncomfortable means you're outgrowing your surroundings and you're getting bigger. You can't, don't make yourself smaller to fit in, grow. So get used to being uncomfortable, because growth comes from discomfort. Go to you.
Let's see. The last thing that I really, really, really want to tell myself at 16, because I think it would better the opportunities I have now at 25, is to put some effort into your education and into your ideas and goals. Be dedicated. Like, things came easy for me in life when it came to school. Like, I was definitely intelligent. I skipped a grade. I skipped second grade when I was little.
Oh, check you out on your ABCs.
Right? Okay.
I was in second grade. I don't want y'all to think I skipped nothing. I was in all them grades. They didn't repeat none. But I for sure didn't skip second.
Yeah. But, like, most of all, I had a mom that really, she rode for me when it came to school. And she also would whip my tail if I didn't put in the work I needed to get the right grades. So I did what I needed to do to get the right grades, but by the time I got to my junior year in high school, I had college applications coming, but I had gotten so used to just writing an essay the night before and getting an A on it that I thought I could do that with my college applications too. Or getting a B was just okay, because that's, people are going to applaud me for it.
Barely.
Barely. Barely. That's what a B means. Barely made it. Okay.
No.
And I just kept that kind of standard for myself throughout my life and even in college, to where I wanted to go to Columbia University in New York. But the grades that I got didn't help me to do that, but I didn't stay focused on my goals. I just kind of mowed along and everything was all right and everything was okay. And then I did that in college as well. So now when it comes to the things that I want to do in life, I always find myself just doing the average. It kind of goes back to being how shy I was. I always do the average so I don't stand out. And because of that, I'm not exactly where I want to be. And I'm not exactly I don't exactly know how to tackle my goals and my passions and purpose in life yet. But if I had dedicated some time at 16 when I didn't have bills, when I didn't have drama, when I didn't have to figure out where to live or fly around the world every day, then I would be in a better place right now. Who knows where I could be? So I would definitely tell myself that at 16. Where you're at today at 25 is awesome still. You living your life, girl. You did it. And you're awesome. But stay dedicated. Be dedicated. And actually put effort into your work. It's okay. Don't be average.
I agree. Now, before we go on to my next point so that we can finish this conversation, we got to take a quick commercial break. So listen to this smooth commercial from me. Alright, guys, we're back from that quick commercial break. Jumping back into Dear 16-Year-Old Me. Giving ourselves advice that if we could go back and tell our 16-year-old selves anything, this is what we would say. Now, my last one is don't argue with your parents. Learn how to communicate or how to establish healthy communication for y'all's relationship. Now, when I was 16, me and my dad, like I'm a daddy's girl, me and my dad don't ever argue. I probably got a whooping once in my life from my dad, and I really did something to make him mad. But me and my mom, it's like when you got two, when you're a woman raising a young woman, she has a lot of your characteristics, but she also is growing into herself. And you've already grown into yourself, and you're already queen of the household, and you're raising another queen. So at some point in time, y'all's relationship is going to, like, clash. When I was 16, I still have a lot of respect. I was raised to be very respectful to my elders and my parents. But me and my mom, like, I was growing into my own opinion. And my mom is one of those old-school parents that's like, what opinion? If I say it, do it. And I'm like, yeah, but that don't make sense, though. I don't want to do that. And she's like, you're doing it. So, like, we would have to go to Bible study every Monday, like this Bible study class every Monday night called BSF. And I'm very thankful that I grew up in the BSF program because it taught me a lot. But I used to, every Monday, though. And then they send you home with homework. So I got to do a Bible. Like, granted, it helped me better establish how to do my own Bible study and have my own time with God each day. But they give you like this week-long homework to do for BSF. So I got to do BSF homework, and I got to do my homework, and I got to be cool. Like, come on. I got to do all that. I used to be like, man, my other friends ain't got to go. Well, I got to go. And she was like, your other friends ain't you. And here go my mom. Your other friends don't have the calling on their life like you got on yours, so you going to Bible study. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go, but I'm going to go. Learn about the Lord. Like, it'd be little stuff like that. If I, like now when me and my mom have heated conversations and I feel it getting heated because of me growing and learning how to establish healthy conversations with people, I tell her, or this is for anybody for that matter, I'd be like, hey, this conversation is getting a little too heated and it's going to be unhealthy for us. So let's back away from the conversation. Let's calm down and let's think about this on two different ends. And then let's come together when we've calmed down and finished the conversation or come up with a solution for any issues. This conversation is not healthy for our relationship. The first time I learned how to say that to my mama, she flipped. You're not going to stop no conversation with me. I'm like, mom, this is okay. She don't like that. Can I just call you later? She ain't like that either. So, you know, your parents are not gonna know all the time how to understand how you're coming into yourself, because my mom more aggressively came into adulthood and it was like what my grandma said went, and she really didn't have an opinion. So she didn't know how to, well, it's not that she didn't know how, she had a hard time understanding how me having an opinion. And so that's where we clashed. But learn how to have healthier relationships with your parents, because when I tell y'all, even though me and my mom may bump heads or argue, she is the first to come up to bat for me at any time. Whether it's nonsense or whether it's great things and accomplishments, my mom is always there. And I'm very much so grateful for my mom and the relationship we have to this day. Even though I did block her. She made me mad 2 months ago, and I blocked her. And I regret blocking her because that wasn't good. Like, that was not, that took us a step back from trying to better establish healthier relationships. And you can't just block somebody out of your life when you need to have that relationship with them and make sure things are healthy. So stop. Don't just block people out of your life. And if you have blocked somebody out of your life, unblock them, because I unblocked my mama. She called me from my daddy phone. She went, she got slick. She went in the other room, called me my daddy phone. But yeah, have better relationships with your parents. Go, Brittany.
Alright, my last note for my 16-year-old self is stop planning. Don't stop setting goals and don't stop dreaming. That's all great. Mm-hmm. But you are such a planner that you plan your day to the hour. And that's great for studying, and it'll get you through in college, and that's great. But don't have such a set timeline for your life, because I hate to break it to you, it's not going to go that way.
Man.
Nothing you plan out for your life is going to go out that way.
Right.
So just throw that out the window and dream your dreams, set your goals. But when things come at you that are not a part of your plan, learn to roll with it and just keep on going, because God has a better plan than you can come up with anyway. So just keep following that instead of focusing on what you got.
Listen, y'all remember that essay? I don't know what grade y'all did it in, but I probably did it like in the fifth or sixth grade. And when you're 20, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Married.
Like, matter of fact, right. Dear 16, right. Dear 16, when you were 16, right. Like, what was I 16? Like a sophomore, junior in high school? I think it was like in between sophomore and junior year. I was 16. And where do you see yourself in 10 years? Here go me. When I'm 26, I'll be married with two kids in a big house with a white picket fence, settled in my career, and being great.
Yo, the American dream, y'all.
Right,
yo.
26? Yo, so, and then here I was going to be, when I was 16, I wanted to be a psychiatrist. And I was gonna be settled in my career with my own practice. Mind you, a psychiatrist is a doctor, Keisha. so I was gonna be a doctor. I was gonna have my own, you know, being a psychiatrist, giving people therapy and things of that nature with my children and my husband and my dog and my white picket fence and a big house. Man, say, I don't got a white picket fence. I don't got a big house. I'm a flight attendant. I'm 28. I live in New York. I had a roommate. I'm single. Oh, is this my Tinder profile? Mind you, y'all can't find me on Tinder because I'm not on Tinder, but I'm just saying. Everything I just described everything I just described literally I had no clue at 16 I would be here. Like, if somebody would have been at 16 been like, Keisha, you're going to be 28 years old, you're going to be a flight attendant, and you're going to live in New York, and you're going to have a roommate. You're still going to be single, but like, you're going to be doing well for yourself. Like, what? A flight attendant? New York? You gonna get me from Texas to New York? You're bugging. And then what they say in New York? You're bugging. Yeah, nah. And this is where I am. So don't plan your life. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow and don't take things too personal. Yeah. All right, Ash.
Okay, so for my last point, health is wealth. You're 16, and if you want to continue to look 16 at 28, there's things you need to do. You need to be spiritually healthy.
Amen.
Mentally, physically, emotionally, all of it.
Receive it.
So if there's, like, bad people, bad energy, separate yourself. If you have bad eating habits, get that together. I'm still working on it now.
Me too.
But, hey, I look better than I did 16 now. I had body issues at 16 where I wasn't comfortable in my skin, and I thought I was supposed to look a certain way, and my friends were like wearing double zero jeans.
I was five wearing double
zero. Never worn that. Never.
I ain't worn double zero since I was five. What's a double zero?
But, you know, just be happy and content with yourself and make sure everything's balanced so you don't have no grades at 28.
Makes sense. I like it. Yeah. Now, guys, you have heard all of our dear 16-year-old me's. And we could go on, but we got to get ready for work, and we're hungry. So,
yes.
Again, subscribe to my YouTube. Follow me on all of my platforms. Follow my friends because they're cool. And thank you for kicking it with Keish. My name is Keisha Carter. We've kicked it, and we're out. Bye, guys.
Bye.